The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Snow is snowing, wind is blowing.
Yeah, really, you know?
I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
You got us to keep you warm. It's not so bad. Joe Lundberg just said it's going to go up to 60 today in Manhattan, so thank God for that. But rough 46 degrees, very cool. And out in the boondocks where I live, it's like 39 degrees. You believe that, man? What is this? It's the end of April. Give me a break here. Hey, and global warming. Then they change. Again, they pivot. When there's global warming, you go, what global warming? I'm freezing. There's snow. There was snow over the weekend in some part. So they go, no. It's climate change. Do you want to notice? It was never climate change. That was a pivot. It'd be over because global warming wasn't working or selling. I don't know who to believe anymore. I'm sure something's going on, but I think we have to clean up the earth. I understand that, you know. By the way, Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Jersey indefinitely suspending offshore drilling off the East Coast. Thank you. See, now I always go, well, we need all that energy. We should drill, but not in my backyard, please. So we appreciate that from the congressman, and we'll be talking about that. And I understand, and cleaning up the ocean, absolutely. But I don't know. But is it global warming? Is it climate change? I'm confused. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Fired up this morning, man. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. I love you. I love you for listening. And I love you being a part of this great country. We are the greatest country on planet Earth. And you see all the insanity that's going on. No one addressing it. And when the president steps up and does a great job, he's criticized. I don't that what's happening with the other party. I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused. And then you see another shooting in a religious institution, this time the synagogue in Southern California, and it just incenses you. And then this poor 60-year-old gal, Lori Gilbert Kay, she died. And, you know, and her husband, a doctor, just thought she was a victim, goes to save her, and he sees that it's his wife that he's trying to save. Did you hear that story, right, of Lori Kay's husband? And he faints, and she passed away. But I tell you what, can you gain strength? Because I want to be positive. I want to be positive. You're not going to take people who worship God down. You're not going to do it. And I don't care if you're a 19-year-old creepy coward inflamed by what maybe a United States congresswoman has said, you know, an anti-Semitic rant. If you see the New York Times, I love the conversation with Dove Hyken. We will post that right after the show. You'll get the podcast of the Piscopo Show, and you got to listen what Dove Hyken says. Because my goodness gracious, the New York Times, I don't even want to justify it. I don't even want to tell you about the cartoon. I don't even want to say go look how the New York Times is so anti-Semitic. Something you would see in pre-war Germany. Something you would see in Nazi Germany was in the New York Times. And the New York Times, that was the bastion of everything good about Israel, about Jewish Americans. You could look at the New York Times. They were pro-Israel. They supported Jewish heritage. Now it's like, and I don't want to be dramatic. That's my word for this morning. I don't mean over-dramatic, but it's like Nazi propaganda. It looked like a Nazi propaganda poster in the New York Times. There, I said it. And I ain't taking it back. What's going on?
What's going on with the quote-unquote left? Who are they? Why? Where is, like the Dub said, where is Chuck Schumer on all of this? I am puzzled, absolutely stunned that you have these liberals. You could live with liberals. Listen, I could live with Democrats. They're friends, and you got to appreciate it. But those who are very, very pro-Israel in the past are running for the hills, running scared right now. And, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, when you see this attack in Poway, in California, on Chabad of Poway, and then you see Rabbi Goldstein stand up. He was a warrior. He took a bullet, lost a finger. He stood up, and he's fighting, and he said, "They will not break us," were his words. That's the spirit you want to see. But what worries me are these creepy cowards that keep going out. And let me put, they're going to blame guns. That's easy to blame the guns. And you know what they always say, how do you stop terrorism? And they go, you got to go in. We could drop so many bombs, but you have to stop the ideology. You have to stop the hate ideology in these creepy cowards that are just doing, is it the video games? I don't know what's causing these people, but I'm telling you this, and this is my most logical answer to it, and call me and let me know what you're thinking, 877-970-2999. It's like, how does Facebook, if you say something that's a positive about the president, if you say something that's positive about America, if you believe in God and you fly the flag and everything that you and I believe in about the United States of America, celebrating heritage everywhere, if you're that kind of American, you get blocked, you get shadow banned, you can't post something. How did that not post? Why? I just posted something and it doesn't. It goes to tweets and replies, you know, when it should go right on to the Twitter account, and it does not. How does that happen? And if they have the ability, you know, they don't verify you because maybe you say something positive about the country. Maybe you like the way the president is dealing with the United States of America. Oh, God forbid. Then I'm not going to verify you on Twitter. How can they follow us, those of us who are patriots, believe in this country, or say something nice about the president of the United States, and they can't follow a creep that posts this vicious anti-Semitic rhetoric, or when in Christchurch they don't know this guy wants to kill Muslims in Christchurch in New Zealand? You can't follow that in Sri Lanka. Where's the social media there? No one's looking at the social media. So I suggest maybe at least in America, we should have these regional, like the cyber police force that comes out of Facebook, and Facebook should pay for it, and the government should sanction it. And if I was the president, I would call for that. These are posts that are just going unnoticed. How is that happening? And you read it, and it's so out there. They should have like a Facebook police. I don't know, a social media police, but regional. So you could, because you can't do it. If you do it over the country, or if it becomes global, it's too big. But if you can go region to region, I think that might be an idea. Just put some kind of social media police to look for this. The red flags in Broward County and Parkland. How did you not see it? It's right in your face, and we don't see it. Oh, get me started. And then too, I don't want to lose sight of this one. We talk about the tragedy in Southern California at the synagogue. The tragedy in the inner cities of the United States. Please don't forget about that. And don't forget about when I tell you, but there's churches in South Carolina. There's churches, now three black churches in the South. They burned to the ground. That story went away, didn't it? I mean, we got to concentrate on all of the attacks on us. And then what happened in Baltimore? One man dead, seven people wounded. You're not hearing about this, right? And this happens every single night in the United States of America. Someone opened fire on a pair of neighborhood cookouts a Sunday evening in West Baltimore, Maryland. Police say a man started shooting into the crowd that had gathered for cookouts on a corner in a residential neighborhood in Baltimore, Maryland. This, you know, police are still looking for the shooter. It just keeps going on and on. And they're going to blame the guns, but maybe they should concentrate. And again, I humbly submit this respectfully to all politicians. Concentrate on the inner cities. Concentrate on what's happening there. Bring jobs to the inner cities. You know, so because it's going to take 10 years or so. And then I saw somebody on the news. Oh, don't get me started. I saw somebody on CNN. They said, you know, at least Barack Obama tried to stop the gun violence. You look at the mass shootings under Barack Obama, starting with Sandy Hook. Why do you gotta blame the president? They blame Donald Trump. No, stop. Anybody's gotta stop yelling at each other. We've got to come up with solutions. You gotta stop blaming it. And what upsets me about the last administration under Barack Obama, I want to respect Barack Obama. He was president of the United States, and despite what you may think, I want to respect that. Man, he had it in the palm of his hand to fix the inner cities of the United States. Boom, right in the palm of his hand. A young black man as president of America. Are you kidding me? He could have gone city to city to city to city. An initiative. He could have taken all these great black artists and politicians and gone in and said, look, you got to stop killing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Nike to bring and manufacture, you know, something in the inner cities where you come from. We're going to create families. We're going to create jobs. We're going to create a community so you don't have to rely on the drug lords to run your cities, the shot callers to run your cities. And he just let it go. That disgusts me. And all they do is blame this president for everything. And by the way, you don't even hear enough about it. And I wish the administration would tell us more about it. The initiative to help, indeed, the inner cities. Because there are initiatives out there. We're going through Dr. Ben Carson, Mike Lindell. And on the Democrat side, Robert Wolf, you know, a friend of the show. Robert is out there doing an enterprise program in the inner cities in Michigan and other cities. Something we got to concentrate on. Killings every single night. So it's unnecessary. Let me go to the phone calls before we break. 816 and Frank and Al are here. I'm not fired up, but forgive me. I get disgusted when I see people go after people who believe in God, institutions, when people are just having a backyard barbecue and there's a shooting. It's insane. When somebody gets drafted in the New York by the Giants, they get drafted by the Giants and there's a shooting there. It's inexcusable. There's got to be an answer to it. And I think it starts with the ideology. You have to change the mindset. And also, we have the ability on social media to, and I don't want to use the word police it, because then you're going to say, oh, now you're gonna have to police that, but I think you do. You're going to have to police social media now. You have to put a cyber patrol. Not that they don't do it already, but they. I know Facebook. I know Zuckerberg. I know Dorsey. They have the Jack Dorsey. They have the ability to do it because they will ban you and I when we have a patriotic or conservative thought. If they could ban you and I, they could watch these creeps, these creepy cowards that are killing Americans, innocent Americans trying to worship God. Let me go to Mel in Brooklyn. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Back in the 1920s, Henry Ford had a newspaper that he owned and published called the Dearborn Independent, and it was an anti-Semitic rag. He would be publishing the elders, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which was an anti-Semitic pamphlet put out by the Tsar of Russia in order to incite riots. Yeah. Yeah. And what happened was he was sued, and they had to shut the paper down. In the 1930s, Hitler republished the stories in the Dearborn Independent to legitimize Germany's anti-Semitism. Wow. And that's what the New York Times did. By publishing the anti-Semitic cartoon they did, they gave legitimacy to Hamas and Hezbollah and all the other terrorists that are trying to fight Israel. And they did it in the name of American freedom of expression. And it's evil and it perpetuates violence.
Yeah, very good point, Mel. Appreciate it very much. You're right. With the cartoon, the anti-Semitic cartoon that the New York Times published is exactly like Nazi propaganda. It's Nazi propaganda from the New York Times. And you're going to order that, and you're going to read that, and you're going to quote that, right? Marianne, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes. Hi, Joe. I'd like to know if you could comment on Judge Knapp going against the president, Judge Napolitano.
My man, thank you, Marianne. We're going to have to deal with that because thank you, Marianne, for listening. Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, is my dear friend. I love him, my heart and soul. We went to elementary school together. What a great guy. Just a great guy, a great Catholic. He's a great guy. Disagrees with the president. I don't want to not like my friends, and I don't want to be divisive in my friendships if you politically do not agree with me. And I was with Judge Knapp when he sat in for Kennedy on Fox Business last week, right, Tuesday night. And he said right to me, I told you this before on the air. He said, well, what about when the president calls the press the enemy of the people? Now, in my mind, what went through my mind as I sat there on live television, I'm thinking, hey, well, we pre-taped it, actually, between you and I. But what went through my mind as Judge Knapp, one of the brilliant legal minds, truly, of our time, whether you agree with him or not. I wanted to say, they are the enemy of the people. Andrew, they are the enemy. But I didn't want to be that confrontational. So I just said the onslaught from the press to the president is something I've never seen before. Not even Richard Nixon got what Donald Trump is getting handed to him like that. So do I disagree? We'll have to have Andrew on, and we'll have to talk about it, because I don't, when the president, what Miriam was talking about, the president went after on Twitter, went after Andrew, and they disagree. So I don't know what happened between the president of the United States and Judge Napolitano, but I do know this. I'm not going to, if I have a friend and he doesn't like Donald Trump, I'm not going to hate that friend, nor am I going to stop putting him on the show. I will try to maybe change his mind. We'll have a nice civil conversation. But I don't know what went on. When Andrew comes back, we will ask Miriam. We will ask the judge what went on between he and the president. But do I disagree with Andrew on his thoughts about the president? Yes, but I'm not going to hate my friend, and he's not going to stop being my friend, because I am loyal in that regard. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Right, Debbie? I mean, we could all disagree.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have to, God forbid, kill each other, shoot each other.
I know.
Or go after, start yelling at each other on Twitter. I don't want that. I don't want that to be the tone, certainly, of this program, Debbie.
I know. I don't understand that. Why do people get so mean to each other? It's crazy.
They
go nuts, you know?
But I had a conversation. We got to go, I know. But I had a conversation with one of my dearest friends. I told you last week, Norman Steinberg. Mm-hmm. Brilliant,
right.
Brilliant writer. You know, writing the Joey Benefit movie. So he cannot understand anything that I believe in, you know? But he'll kid me about it. We went back and forth. He told me why he thinks the president should be impeached. And I'm telling him why the president, what, you have nothing there. But I hugged him. We left. I gave him a kiss. I said, I love you, Norman. I love you, Joe Paul. As it should be. Onward and forward. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, lordy, exactly. Lordy.
It makes so much sense, Joe.
Yeah,
I mean,
trying,
really.
Hey, Deb, great to hear your voice always. How's traffic doing? Here it is, 821 on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie breaking it down for you.
We've got some issues out here, Joe. We'll start off on the PATH trains. We're seeing delays Journal Square to 33rd because of a track condition at Journal Square. Also seeing some delays on the PATH Newark to World Trade. Let's go over to the F and the G train. Delays with signal problems as well. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you on the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur North, getting up toward Route 3. The problem there is some construction on the ramp to 3. 202 in Branchburg, accident by Old York Road. And we're still seeing delays eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue with an accident there. Stop-and-go traffic Bronx River Parkway South at Allerton Ave with a collision. Sponsored by SOS Children's Villages, war, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there in 134 countries, including the U.S. To make a difference in a child's life, go to SOSUSA.org. Cloudy today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough has this message for Representative Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar, I don't get you. What President Bush was saying is that in a short matter of time, we would visit holy hell to the demonic Islamic extremists that had carried it out. You want to talk about a hashtag? Hashtag this, lady. It happened.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airing Wednesdays at 4.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the iPhone XR with its amazing camera included for just $35 a month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. iPhone XR, 64GB, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Day-to-day prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 825. I see your phone calls. I'll grab a couple when I come back, 877-970-2999. But I wanted to tell you about Connors and Sullivan right there. You know, if you think you're not eligible for Medicaid, if you have nursing home costs, you know, that could come up to $15,000 a month. Are you frightened about bankruptcy just to pay for the medical and facility bills? Do not panic. Just please call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They really know this stuff. How do I know this, you ask? Joe, how do you know that? Because I've been there, man. I called Lisa and went in. Bridget was there and Beth and Kelly. I'm telling you. And I sat down with Mr. Connors, and I had so many questions that I didn't know about. They broke down everything. This is what they do. So I want to give you a peace of mind. If you have any concern, by the way, wills, trusts, healthcare proxy, all of it, the money that you're spending, just please call Connors and Sullivan. You have a free initial consultation with a lawyer, 718-238-6500. Tell them you heard Joe on the radio. Help me out here. This is the problem that I have. 718-238-6500, or visit the offices, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. It's never too late. Okay, the time to act for you is now. Don't wait. Call Connors and Sullivan today. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer, or on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. That's 8 o'clock in the morning on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 827 on AM 970, The Answer. Let me go to Neil on Staten Island. Neil, always appreciate you calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, the synagogue shooting was terrible. The first thing the left does is blame the president. They blame his rhetoric. They blame Charlottesville. You know who they should be blaming? They should be blaming the Democratic Party in Congress. They give cover to the anti-Semites. We have a governor that lets murderers out of prison. We have a mayor that lets people out without bail. You know, these people get picked up for these horrible robberies and beatings of innocent women. And they're on parole 15 times. 15 times they're arrested for the same thing, and they're out again on parole. There's no law and order.
You're right.
We have to start executing these people, Joe, for these mass crimes.
Yeah, well, you know what, Neil, you're right. I mean, if you're a man of God, and I'm so religious, trust me, my faith is strong. I make no apologies for that, you know. But I really believe that, too. Whack them. Exterminate them. When you go in, I mean, when you go into a synagogue, you go into a mosque, into a church in Sri Lanka, And there's no negotiation. There's no negotiation. Well, what can we do? Well, then we become them. You know what? I don't care what we become. Whack them. Exterminate them. Because that's the only way you're going to get rid of this hate going after innocent people who are praying in a synagogue. Innocent people praying in a mosque, for crying. How much of a coward do you possibly have to be? Creepy cowards. My question is, what's emboldening it? The guns is an easy, that's an easy accusation. Why is it happening? And I always say video games or the violence that's in film. Is it us? Is it our generation that was just so numb? Don't forget, I was in seventh grade when John Kennedy got killed. Oh my gosh, the president of the United States got assassinated. JFK got assassinated.
And then I remember I left school early. I told you this before. I left school early. I was sick or something. My mother picked me up, and she had tears in her eyes. You know, Mom was crying because JFK, you know, he was a hero to many, many folks whose parents came from another country. You know, that's when the Democratic Party cared about people, the middle class and hardworking folks, you know, like my mom and dad. But did that just kind of make us acceptable, the violence, and then Martin Luther King and then Bobby Kennedy, did that start us just being desensitizing us toward violence? Is it the video games? Is it the violence in the film? Well, something's going on, and we're not addressing it. And now on social media, when this makes me crazy, when they broadcast that their hate, when if they broadcast that, how is Louis Farrakhan verified on Twitter? How does Louis Farrakhan, how does his image even show up? That's a red flag right there. How is Ilhan Omar on Twitter? She's an anti-Semite. She spews hate against the United States of America. It's not just against the Jewish people of America. It's not just Israel. She just hates America. It's clear. How is she still verified on Twitter? You tell me that. Because, Neil, you're right. That emboldens and inflames the fringe. When the fringe see this, they see it, and then they'll go out and they act out on it. It's, I don't know, I think the explanation is easier than we think it is, but boy, oh boy, the politicians ain't listening. Dr. Rebecca Baker will join us in a little while, director of the HEAL Initiative in the office of the director of the National Institute of Health. We're going to talk about the opioid epidemic. It's another situation. We're trying to address everything that's affecting us, you know, and I love you, and we just want to make life better for you and safer for you. Congressman Jeff Andrew, kind enough to join us this morning, doing a great job down there in the 2nd District in the great state of New Jersey. Apparently, we are indefinitely suspending offshore drilling off the East Coast. I'm happy about that. Sorry. Also, an Atlantic City rail line? Come on. Five boroughs is going to be excited about that. And the one, the only, Larry Elder. If there is a morning to have Larry Elder on, it is this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Larry, who graces these airwaves 7 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, with the Larry Elder Show. It's 8:31 right now with Joe on the radio, and Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 8:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating a World War II era wreck to make sure it doesn't become a dangerous source of pollution. The Cumbria, a British oil tanker, was torpedoed in 1942 by a German U-boat about 30 miles southeast of Shinnecock while loaded with almost 3 million gallons of lubricating oil. Coast Guard members started working yesterday with other agencies to assess if any environmental impact remains. Should any problems be determined, oil removal operations may follow. Senator Cory Booker okay after a car crashed into a building where he was stumping in Florida. Booker was speaking yesterday in a Miami Gardens Mall cafe when a minivan slammed into the structure. The female driver and her passenger were brought to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And while police are saying the crash was not related to Booker's appearance, WPLG TV is reporting the driver is facing charges. Booker offered prayers for the people involved, and the event then continued after a delay. In sports, Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres homered as the Yankees completed a 3-game sweep of the Giants with an 11-5 win at San Francisco. J.D. Davis played the go-ahead run with an infield single in the 7th. The Mets went on to beat the Brewers by the final of 5-2. This report is brought to you by Rawlings, the mark of a pro. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. Southbound Thruway, busy 14 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Some earlier activity at the Tappan Zee Bridge was cleared. We're still seeing delays on the Cross County eastbound at North Columbus Avenue, Mount Vernon, with an accident just cleared away. 17 east, heavy down through Monroe, heading in through the construction zone there. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 20, Holland about 40 minutes getting into town. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur, getting up toward Route 3 with construction. 3 west at the Garden State Parkway in Clifton. That's an accident. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north at 8A. Watch for an overturned truck heading through that stretch as well. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound Bruckner at White Plains Road with an accident. Verrazano Bridge, lower level, getting out into Brooklyn. Watch out for an accident there. And we're still seeing some delays here as you head to the Harlem River Drive south down through the 140s. Partly cloudy today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
70%. That's a number I want you to remember. 70% of people who try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor to relieve their back pain or their neck pain or their leg pain, whatever pain you may be suffering from, after people try the 3-week quick start, which is priced at $19.95, 70% order again. What's that say? Well, it says so much about how much people believe in the product. It works. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, who put together an astounding team of scientists and physicians who created a 100% drug-free supplement that works. I know because I am a loyal, satisfied customer of Relief Factor. I take a packet of these easy-to-swallow capsules in the morning, a packet at night, no more lower back pain for me. Try it. 3 weeks, $19.95. If it doesn't work for you after 3 weeks, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for the one and only Relief Factor.
Napa Know How.
You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Conversations with Joan. I am honored to be a special ambassador for the 2019 Komen North Jersey Race for the Cure. I hope that you'll join me and AM 970 on Sunday, May 5th at Liberty State Park for this 5K fun walk and 5K timed run. Sign up for my team at cyacyl.com/Komen and be sure to tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer.
Okay, this is our big situation now. We're going out to Michael's of Brooklyn this week, and then I have an event, of course. But they never check with Joey. I always say, look, I got to do an event. They always make the date. They go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue Arnaud Street, in this spectacular restaurant, one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. Fred and Johnny are out there. Everybody's going to be having such a good time, and I'm getting a very prestigious award when the team goes out, the radio team goes out to Michael's of Brooklyn. So what I'm going to try to do, I've asked permission, so you know, Frank, I've asked permission to get the award, and then I have to go out to Michael's of Brooklyn just to say thank you. So I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to try to make it out there and do the best I can. And Al, you're going too?
Yes, I'm going, and so is my wife.
What? Now that's a shock. I'm with you.
Sorry, you all right? You okay? Everything all right? You okay?
Joe, that more than anything is probably the most realistic indication that Al is crossing some sort of a line with one of these platonic friends. Because I don't remember the last time.
No, I explained this already. I'm going to an event on Saturday. My wife is not coming with me, so she doesn't come with me on Friday. She's not going to see me for the whole weekend.
How did your wife like the Shazam movie yesterday?
She wasn't there. She didn't want to go.
How did she like the Avengers?
She didn't want to go. She didn't go.
How did she like the Friday night appearance in Staten Island?
She wasn't there.
She's just a platonic friend. Would you like to go to Michael's of Brooklyn?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Joe, his birthday weekend, 3 consecutive social events. That the wife is absent from.
Yeah, and Saturday, I spent the entire day with my wife, and we went out to dinner.
Did you do that, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay,
she offered to pay, but of course she couldn't find her card in time.
Yeah. Well, everybody's going out. I'm going to try to get out there as well. You know what? We love Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody's got to go to the food is spectacular. The ambiance is spectacular. When I tell you one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America, and also they make the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce right there. And I said to Fred once, I said, you can ship this out anywhere, man. And he knows. They know it. They know. They make it right there. And then you ask Fred, how's the sauce so great? He goes, I don't know. We just do it. And it's all heritage. It's all instinct. It's a beautiful, beautiful experience to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue Arnaud Street right there. And by the way, as you listen around the country, please check out on your shelves, on your supermarket shelves, Michael's of Brooklyn, okay? We love Michael's of Brooklyn. Stay tuned. We'll see you out there serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. 877-970-2999. We're fired up. You know, there's so much going on in the country, and everything just is like to, you know, it's just sometimes they just try to be sensational. You know, you see the things, and you and I go, we go, how does this happen? How could they print that? How could they say this? What's going on? What are we doing about certain things? We tried to come up with solutions on this program, and we know you're a big part of that, you know, very, very concerned as the great American citizen that you are. So we thought we would ask, and we did indeed ask, Dr. Rebecca Baker, a director of the HEAL Initiative in the Office of the Director at National Institute of Health, about this opioid epidemic. What are we doing with this, and exactly where we are with this opioid epidemic? Dr. Baker, welcome to the show, and a good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
So the opioid epidemic, how bad is it in the United States of America?
You know, it's really bad. Over 70,000 Americans died of a drug overdose in the year of 2017. 47,000.
70,000, Doc? Oof.
And 47,000 of those were associated with opioids. So it's a crisis.
Yeah. So exactly what is the HEAL initiative, Doc?
Well, here at the National Institutes of Health, we are the largest public funder of biomedical research in the United States, and we realized that everyone needed to play a part in solving this crisis. And so from the research community, we wanted to provide scientific solutions. And so that's what the HEAL Initiative is. It stands for Helping to End Addiction Long Term. And it's part of the administration's response to this devastating crisis. We are hoping to save lives in two ways. First, by improving prevention and treatment strategies for opioid addiction. And second, to enhance pain management so fewer people are exposed to opioid drugs.
You know, that's the problem, isn't it? They just try to offset any pain that they may have. The doctor prescribes the opioid, it stops the pain, and you just can't get off of it. Is there an alternative to something that would be a painkiller that is causing this addiction, doctor?
That's one of our major goals. There are so many people in pain and so many people in need of better pain management strategies, better medicines, better yeah. ways of relieving pain. Yeah. That's one of our major goals. The other one, though, is to help the people who already have become addicted. And last week, we launched this major new study that across the United States, but including an $86 million grant to New York, Columbia University, to understand how to stop addiction and overdose deaths at the local level. It's called the Healing Community Study.
Wow, yeah, that's the NIH is launching the new study in four states, including New York, to reduce opioid deaths by 40% over 3 years. That's a pretty ambitious goal.
It is. It's bold, but we think by working with the communities, working with the people who have the most wisdom in the communities, including the first responders, the doctors and nurses, community and faith-based organizations, we can bring the interventions that we already know work to people who need them. So, for instance, there are medications for treating opioid use disorder, three of them that have been approved by the FDA, and these medications save lives. And so if we can work with more people to bring them to people with opioid addiction, we think that we can really make this, we can hit our goal, we can reduce those overdose deaths by 40%.
And we've talked to our dear friend, Mike Lindell. I've talked to some people within the administration helping out and dealing with this. You hear the president talk about it. And how committed mm-hmm. is this administration in fighting the opioid epidemic, Dr. Baker?
Oh, it is one of our top priorities. I mean, I have seen the leaders of all of the different parts of government really focus on this problem. We know that there are people who need help, and no part of government isn't pitching in.
Yeah, and now how hard has New York been hit? It's pretty bad. I know, you know what's funny? Not funny. What's really devastating to me, but interesting. You move out to an area, right, Dr. Baker? You move out to a nice area in the country. Mm-hmm. You think it's okay. And then you hear about all the opioid addiction out in the suburbs, out in the country. I mean, but New York itself is hit pretty hard, yes?
That's right. So 3,000 New Yorkers overdosed from opioids or died of opioid overdose deaths. And it's not, people don't talk about it that much. You're right. Yeah. And there's a stigma against talking about using opioids and even getting treatment for opioids, which is not helpful. But the study will take place in 15 communities across the state, and a bunch of them are rural, and then some of them are more suburban. So there's no community that hasn't been hit.
So I know so many people are listening as we speak, Dr. Rebecca Baker, and they're devastated, and they don't know what to do, and someone's in pain, and they don't know how to get off of the opioids. Where can they learn more about this HEAL initiative?
Well, at the NIH website, you can learn about the HEAL initiative, H-E-A-L, Helping to End Addiction Long-Term at the National Institutes of Health. And we can also provide step-by-step guidance to families who are looking for what to do for themselves or for a loved one.
Yeah, this is great. This is vital. Doctor, where are you from, Dr. Baker, if I may ask?
Originally, I'm from Massachusetts. Now I live down here in D.C.
Yeah, well, listen, we appreciate your fight. You are doing a great job. And please know that you have these airwaves anytime that you need them, Dr. Baker.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Rebecca Baker right there, director of the HEAL Initiative in the Office of the Director at the National Institute of Health. The administration just fighting this epidemic. Just horrible. So many people. 8:45 right now with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Ronnie. Can I grab a couple calls right here, guys, because I see it's backing up. 877-970-2999. Ronnie, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Ronnie from Freehold. Talking about this craziness that's happening with the synagogues and the violence. As a lover of Frank Sinatra like yourself, how about playing What Is America to Me?
Yeah, you got it. That's a great... You know what?
Perfect.
Ronnie, thank you. You're absolutely right. And he won an Academy Award for that performance, the Frank Sinatra song, What Is America to Me? It's so true about just believing no matter what you are, no matter what your religion is, no matter what your color is, you know, we don't care. We accept everybody. It's part of the fabric that made the country great. And now we're just shooting and killing each other. And it just seems incredibly inexcusable. We appreciate that, Ronnie. Thank you so much. Let me go to our buddy Ralph. We haven't heard from Ralph in a while. He is always fired up. Ralph from Jersey. Yeah, let it rip, buddy. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Good morning. There is a caller who has talked about, you know, the Democratic Party giving cover to the shooting in the synagogue.
Yeah.
That is definitely right on point. Say, at the very heart and soul of the Democratic Party is anti-Semitism. The anti-Semites that leave Ocasio-Cortez. You have Ilhan Omar in there, Barrakhan, and the man from Minnesota, Kate Hicks or Kate Ellison. Yeah, when is Joseph Biden going to find in his heart to condemn, to denounce this in no uncertain terms? Good people do not stay quiet, okay? First they came for Murano. Then when they came for us, there is no more to speak about the evil.
You're right.
That's the bottom line for me here. And Russell talk to Mr. Morano on his upcoming wedding. Thank you.
Thank you. So Ralph didn't mention Obama. He didn't, I thought he was Obama!
Well,
he
then,
go after Obama. But he's absolutely right, what you say about the Democratic Party. But I have to say, before we go to Frank, is that, and I have to do this caveat, there are some really great people and public servants and representatives in the Democratic Party. And one of them will join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
I've never seen somebody have such hatred for Frank.
No.
He said congratulations to Frank.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We think.
I'm
We're not sure
how.
So. Language barrier.
No, it
there,
sounded right? positive. I'm just not sure how it was tied into the synagogue.
Well, he called
shooting.
You Mr. Morano. So usually when people are angry at you, they don't call you Mr.
Ralph is a longtime listener, fired up, and he's a great American. And he comes in and he says, what's wrong with the Democratic Party? And then just to end it nicely, he said, and good luck to Frank Morano on your wedding. Just like that.
Yeah,
Frank, by the way, am I going to be in the country when you have your wedding? Did you work around that?
We're working on it.
Stop. Listen, wait a second. You want Frank to work around you going away?
We'll absolutely
do so. Well, if we knew Joe wasn't going to be in the country.
Yes, absolutely. We will not get married without you on the
continent. Wait a second.
I will not allow that to happen.
Am I emceeing the wedding? Am I emceeing the wedding?
No.
Apparently, there is a member of Frank's wedding party who apparently...
Yeah, very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. You've got to tell the story.
So on Saturday night, Joe, everybody that's an... the glitterati of New York society was invited to the Inner Circle dinner. Now, you would have been there.
Oh, was that this weekend?
That was Saturday, yeah. And so this is basically the New York equivalent of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, except the mayor still goes to it, and it's still funny. So everybody was there. John Catsimatidis, Margot Catsimatidis, Andrea, everybody. Joyce, I think, was there. And Joe Borelli was there. So Arthur Idala sends me a photo, a selfie of him with Joe Borelli and Jason Goldman, who you've met several times. Joe and Jason are two of my oldest and dearest friends. So Arthur sends me this photo of the three of them. So this morning, Arthur responds to a number of text messages that I had asked him about. And he says, by the way, Jason, who's in your wedding party, insists that you're getting married in December, which, of course, I'm not. I'm getting married actually in September. So he says, good thing I corrected him, as he was planning your bachelor party in November.
Uh-huh.
And then Arthur goes on to say he was adamant that your wedding date was December. He had me thinking that you changed it.
I love it.
I said, look, after I'm married a month, I may be ready for a bachelor party.
Not a bad idea. After the wedding. I like that.
Post-nuptial bachelor party.
How come you didn't have a bachelor party? Well, we're having it 2 months later. What?
Yeah, I like it.
Who was it? Was Marvin Scott? Did Marvin Scott's there, right? When was that?
Everyone goes.
When was the Inner Circle?
Saturday night.
No. I got invited to, there's the local Emmys or something like that.
Oh. Know?
Well, but I remember that Inner Circle is good. It was great when I was there, when Mayor Giuliani was there for a lot of years.
Yeah,
did the mayor do anything funny?
I heard the mayor got kind of lukewarm reviews. You know, the mayor's a good sport, and actually the mayor does have a sense of humor, but... You know, I was talking with John Catsimatidis yesterday about it, and he's a pretty good critic of what's funny and what's not. And, you know, he didn't gush about the mayor's performance. I said, what do you think of the show? Was it funny? He said, well, the music was great. So I didn't see the mayor's sketch. And you know what? It looked like that he was in a very anti-Staten Island sketch. So I don't like that either.
What?
You know, but again, I only saw a couple of images based on what Joyce and others had forwarded, so I don't want to judge. I didn't see it. If anybody paid the $500 or $600 per ticket and wants to call in, they're certainly welcome to, I didn't see it.
By the way, are you having a bachelor party? Are you having a bachelor party?
I don't know. I think I'm not really a bachelor party guy, but
you know who wants
me to have a bachelor party, Joe? All the married guys that want to get away from their wives for a day or two. Those are the guys that want to do it. But I'm working on it. We're working
so
on it.
No. I'm not a bachelor party guy either. 852, Joe on the radio. Debbie, you know, bachelor parties, Debbie, really? You know what I mean? It's like
I've never been to one. I don't know what they're like. Are they a little crazy?
Well, you'll be invited to mine if there's one, Debbie. We will have a cake specially constructed for you to jump out of.
No problem. I better get in shape before that. Okay, I'm going to be working on that.
Oh, man. Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning?
Let's see what's happening, guys. We're going to head right over to the Southern State Parkway heading west at 110. It's a spin out there. The Northern State westbound at Brush Hollow Road, accident as well, getting out toward Westbury. It's still pretty busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound right into the Verrazano. Earlier problems at the Verrazano cleared. Gowanus East heavy right up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, that's an accident. Westbound Bruckner at White Plains Road, they just cleaned up a crash there, but it's still kind of busy. Inbound GWB upper and accident 20 there. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 25. Holland about 35. The New Jersey Turnpike as you head north. The Western Spur at 16W construction. Also on the New Jersey Turnpike north by exit 9. It's an overturned truck getting into East Brunswick, so prepare for delays there. And still busy at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I went to the doctor yesterday, and she said that I'll probably live to be 100 years old. My heart sounded good. Everything sounded good. My blood pressure, it has not been that low in a long, long time. with these capsules, I'm getting the vegetables and the fruit that I need. I know my husband has seen a difference in the way I am.
As you know, the price of produce is always on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're getting the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
I want to say something about rush tax resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money. They can't pay the IRS. And they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over 90 grand. After hearing me talk about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Thank you, Larry Elder. Larry's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Larry Elder with Joe on the radio, 8:55 right now. So I appreciate you listening to what I'm telling you about when I tell you about the gold shield, you know, because it's time to put things into perspective, talk about two very important priorities. And I met the gentleman that put this whole idea together, this whole gold shield initiative together, is to deal with veteran suicides. 22 every day, 22 of America's bravest returning veterans take their lives, right? They survived the war. Now they must survive the peace, you know. And what do you do? How do you do? I know President Trump's reaching out and trying, but this gold shield seems to be addressing this more directly so you and I can help directly, and cancer as well. You know, I lost a buddy this past month to pancreatic cancer, and I kept asking, why they have, they, you know, 3 months he was gone. This beautiful, what? So my buddy comes up with this idea called the Gold Shield. We want you to do the right thing for the veterans, for cancer. If you're a consumer, you shop where you see the Gold Shield, right? If you're a merchant, we need you to sign up today. Go to thegoldshield.us and check this out. It's a great initiative by a great man who's very, very concerned about two issues that we don't think the government gets involved enough in. TheGoldShield.us, or you can call 888-526-9111 to see what this is all about. TheGoldShield.us.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist. He's out there. Joey, how many miles? You did a ton of miles this weekend,
did
you?
I did 50 on Saturday. Didn't do anything yesterday.
Well, that's good.
And that was
nothing.
In the wind, too.
Oh, my. Don't you plan your bike ride? You go against the wind, with the wind?
Yes,
you probably
that's
go
exactly
right into it. Well, you got to go one way or the other when you're going there or coming back.
I said, I'm just going to take on the wind right out of the gate, and I did. And then I said, I'm going to have that wind at my back when I'm tired, and it will work perfect.
Yeah, Joe, you're amazing, man. Weather-wise, so it's going to get a little warmer today, you're telling us, huh?
A little warmer, yeah. We're going to get near 60 this afternoon, but woo! The sun that we got now, that's going to give way to clouds. A little bit of rain tonight, down around 50. And then just a shower tomorrow. I think most of tomorrow's okay. Not much sun, but a lot of clouds and a high of 66. We get a bit of rain or drizzle on Wednesday, and kind of wet, but at least a little bit warmer on Thursday. And there's this cloudy, wet weather is going to last into this Friday, maybe Saturday.
All right, Joe. Well done, always. Joe Lumberg right there from the Weather Answer Desk. Congressman Jeff Andrew, a congressman from New Jersey's 2nd District, will join us live on the air in the 9 o'clock hour. Larry Elder, my buddy, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, heard every night on AM 970 The Answer, beginning at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss Larry on the show either, man. We're going to have some fun. And your phone calls are always welcome at 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Lawmakers are gathering in Albany today to push a bill to help tackle the measles outbreak going on in the New York City area and the Hudson Valley. Some local senators and assembly members are joining Rockland County Executive Ed Day at the state capitol to support vaccinations and legislation to combat measles. There have been dozens of measles cases in Brooklyn and Rockland County, where emergencies have been declared. Superheroes continue to rule the box office. Avengers Endgame is this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. The latest installment in the Marvel Comics franchise sold $350 million worth of tickets, which shatters the record for the biggest opening weekend in North American box office history. Avengers Endgame has taken in more than $1.2 billion in ticket sales worldwide. In sports, Yankees over the Giants 11-5. Mets beat the Brewers 5-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.